Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, October 16th. Coming up, we'll learn what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. We'll call in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. President Trump's signature tax and spending bill ended tax credits for wind and solar projects that aren't in service by the end of next year. Administrators with Decatur Public Schools say that means some plans to install solar panels may not happen. Mike Curry is the chief operations officer for District 61. He says four projects are in limbo, and companies working on two others want to get started right away.
Their incentive time used to have a little bit longer window. Now it's a shorter window. And if they don't make that window, then there's no incentive for them to own the PPA, let alone provide the power to us through it.
Curry says only installing solar arrays at two instead of six schools will reduce energy savings for the district. On Tuesday, the school board approved the new power purchase agreement. Straight Up Solar and Hawkatola will start work at Muffley and Franklin Grove elementary schools. It's been 50 years since third graders in Decatur convinced Illinois to adopt monarch butterflies as the state insect. A Decatur school is celebrating that milestone all year. Keith Creighton is an assistant principal at Dennis Lab School. He told the school board this week those third graders followed a model of research and learning through projects that the school is still known for.
They identified a problem, conducted research, collaborated with adults, and made an impact that still shapes our state. That same spirit continues to guide how we teach children today.
The year-long celebration includes monarch-themed books, a new bench, and gifts for the students. Dennis Lab School had to move to a different location in 2023 after its century-old building failed a safety inspection. Creighton says the school has been organizing fun monthly meetings to rebuild staff culture after the transition. The Democratic National Committee is launching an offensive in farm country across the Midwest focused on the impact of tariffs on agriculture. A 30-second commercial will air on YouTube TV and target a dozen Midwest House districts during next year's midterms. In the ad, John Bartman, a soybean farmer from the Illinois city of Marengo, says his line of work has gotten more difficult under the Trump administration.
This year, especially because of the tariffs that have been put upon us, this is really putting a major strain on all farmers right now.
We don't want a bailout, we want a market. Bailouts are band-aids. What he is doing is destroying our markets. And when those markets disappear, we're not going to get them back.
The commercial was shared during a DNC press call. The White House is reportedly considering a plan to use tax revenue from tariffs to provide relief aid to farmers. Neither the DNC nor Bartman provided a solution for farmers dealing with lost soybean markets. Illinois lawmakers hope to tackle soaring utility bills in the remaining 4 days of the fall veto session. They also want to figure out how to fund Chicago area transit, which is facing a $200 million deficit. But House Speaker Chris Welch says, above all, Illinois Democrats want to protect democracy.
We're going to condemn political violence in all forms, whether it comes from a gunman, radicalized by the darkest corners of the internet, or mass ICE agents. We're going to recognize that substantive due process is the only thing that separates a lawful detention from a kidnapping. And we're going to support the First Amendment rights that make all that possible.
Welch says he is also hoping to pass a bill that would bar federal agents from making warrantless arrests in courthouses. Still to come, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will Call is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a high of 76 degrees and a southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 54 degrees and a southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 79 degrees, a south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 60 degrees, a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Saturday, Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely in a high of 80 degrees, with a southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, fraud is all around us, from pyramid schemes to spam calls. Illinois-based forensic accountant Kelly Richmond Pope talks about why people do it in her book, Fool Me Once, Scams, Stories, and Secrets from the Trillion-Dollar Fraud Industry. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, October 16th, the CU Jazz Festival kicks off. The CU Jazz Festival will be at venues all around Champaign and Urbana. It is a three-day festival running through October 19th. You can find schedule information at cujazzfest.org.
And later that evening at 7 p.m. at the Virginia Theater in Champaign, you can watch Golden Girls, The Laughs Continue, kick off Pride Week with an all-new show for fans ages 18+. You can find out more information at unitingpride.org.
And on Thursday, October 16th at 7:30 p.m., The Temptations and The Four Tops are performing at the State Farm Center in Champaign. You can celebrate the 40th anniversary of The Temptations and The Four Tops touring together. Adeline, this is also the 60th anniversary of The Temptations' song, My Girl.
My girl.
My girl.
My girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My girl, talking about.
For more information, visit statefarmcenter.com.
On Friday, October 17th at 7 p.m. at Parkland College in their second stage, which is a black box theater, Encore Nights, a villainous cabaret. Kimberly, do you want to tell me more about this show?
I will. Community members and Parkland students are putting on this free event, and we are singing songs of Broadway villains. It's completely free. Again, you can come in at 7 and just see us. Dressing up is not required, but it is encouraged. Do you have a favorite villain song, Adeline?
I'd have to think more about that. I'm not quite in my Halloween spirit yet.
That's okay. You can get into it at this event.
And I will be there.
On Saturday, October 18th, The Adventures of Peter Rabbit is at KB Community Cafe in Monticello. There are two performances at 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. This is an interactive theatrical performance designed for children ages 6 and under. There are additional performances on Sunday as well as the following weekend. You can visit paqinteractive.com for more information.
Also on Saturday, October 18th, Howl Oween at Aikman Wildlife Adventure in Arcola. This is running from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can explore the zoo and enjoy the trick-or-treat trail, a bounce house, and yard games. You can find out more information at aikmanwildlife.com.
And on Saturday, Mania, the ABBA tribute, is happening at the Virginia Theater in Champaign at 7:30 p.m. You can dance and sing along to ABBA hits with the world's number one touring ABBA tribute group, Adeline. ABBA, do you know them? Dancing Queen?
Dancing Queen.
Okay,
obviously.
Yeah. That's the one. You can visit the Virginia Theater's website for more. And on Sunday at noon, dress up the dog at Gail's Pumpkin Patch in Beeson, Illinois. You can dress up your pup for a day of fall fun on the farm and enjoy free popcorn wagon rides, music, and more. Visit galespumpkinpatch.com for more information. Now, for more information on these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And a note before we go, some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who is included on this list.
Event dates and times are subject to change, and if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Mawa Iqbal, Todd Gleason, Kimberly Schofield, and Adeline Moy. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.